Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, I believe we're facing a process of eugenics in America, not being called that, of course. It's the depopulation of our nation, and it's the goal of Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, Bill Gates in particular as a eugenist. It is his goal to depopulate the world. In fact, he says we have about 1 billion too many people. Back almost a year ago, a little over a year ago now, when Bill Gates was being interviewed on CNN, the Communist Network News, the question was asked, well, is this future vaccination that you're talking about, is it going to be harmful? Will it kill anybody? And he smiled and said, well, if we lose 1 million people in comparison to saving those around the world, what would that be? It would be worthwhile, wouldn't it? It was a smile on his face. Ladies and gentlemen, they know that this vaccination will be a killer. They knew that to begin with, and I believe that is the goal. That's the purpose. And listen, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm just facing the fact of what I see in the sheafs of documents that I have on my desk and in my archives that I've had the privilege of researching and reading and bringing to your attention each and every day on different issues. And part of those issues, and one of those issues that I believe is paramount for us to understand today, is what's taking place with this. And there's nothing being said. Finally, CDC is acknowledging that if you're pregnant, if you plan to become pregnant, you need to be very careful with taking the COVID vaccination. They need to say if you want to live and want to continue to live, you need to be careful about taking the COVID vaccination. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a position today in America where there's the push to promulgate that vaccination for every human being in America. Listen very carefully. Let me tuck this in, a little parenthetical footnote that I believe you need to understand early on. Millions have said we're not taking the vaccination. Hundreds of thousands of individuals have come forth with true medical research saying that the vaccination is harmful, dangerous, and not efficacious, that it is an immune therapy. It is not a vaccination. In fact, they will tell you if you drill down enough, they will literally, those that are in charge will tell you that it does not prevent COVID. It does not cure COVID. So the question is, why do we have the COVID vaccination? It is to ultimately get to the point of the tectonic change around the globe, where it's the global reset, as they're calling it. It is the Build Back Better philosophy of the socialist, Marxist, communist regime that Joe Biden embraces. And we're watching the change, to ladies and gentlemen, where there will be the papers, please, mindset. Any place you go, anything that you do, you're going to be required to have the vaccination. And perhaps you ask the question, well, Doc, what can I do to prevent it? Where can I go that I'll not be forced into the vaccination? That's a question that I don't have an answer for, because I know that on a global basis, we're on the fast track of filling the prophetic, eschatological, chronological truth of the Word of God. Because there'll come a day after the rapture of the church, after the bride of Christ, the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, has been taken out of this old world, the man of sin, the Antichrist, will step on the scene, and he will control the entire globe. Every human being on the face of the globe will be under the thumb of the Antichrist. And there have been multitudes of well-thinking, well-read, well-studied theologians in the past several hundred years that have wondered, how can that be true in Revelation chapter 13, verses 1 through 18? We're seeing today the fulfillment of that prophecy, not that it's taking place today, but the precursor in that fulfillment precursor to that. We're watching the stage being set. We're watching the stage being set right now in New York State. They have the Excelsior Pass. That is the It was created by IBM. With the Excelsior Pass, you've got to show the QR code on your telephone to be able to go into a restaurant, to be able to buy, sell, shop, trade, get on an airplane, or travel. We're finding today in Canada, they've instituted that. In Washington State, they've instituted the COVID Pass. And across the nation, state by state by state, just about all of the states, with the exception of Florida, Georgia, Alabama, Texas, and some of the states where they have said, no, we're not going to do the COVID pass requirement. But that's being instituted as we speak. That's the fast track. That's the future tense. That's where we're going. And for those that say that the vaccine is just simply to protect us, it is not, ladies and gentlemen. The government is not concerned about our health. The government is not concerned about our well-being. The government is concerned about controlling every American, every citizen in the United States of America. Here's an article that says at least 9,245 Americans tested positive for COVID-19 even after the vaccination, and it killed 132. And that's a low number. The article goes into great detail, ladies and gentlemen. It's a massive article going into great detail about the number of people that have had the vaccination and how many people that have had the major, major, major ill side effects and the deaths as a result of it. And what is taking place today, ladies and gentlemen, is not just isolated in America. We're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, are we killing Americans? And secondly, we could call it eugenics in America, question mark. But I believe it's the depopulation around the globe that's taking place. Here's an article that says India's health ambassador dies a day after taking the COVID vaccine. Dateline New Delhi. A well-known Indian person in one of the states in India. He was an ambassador for creating public health messages, has passed away just a day after receiving COVID-19 vaccine. He died this morning in the hospital hours after he was admitted after a cardiac arrest. On Thursday, he was declared as the state ambassador for creating public health messages in the presence of the population on the television to promote the vaccine. His vaccination was a public event televised on all the channels, carrying photographs of him taking the shot as the cardiac arrest happened less than 24 hours after the inoculation, according to this major article on that subject. Further, one responder to that says, COVID is hyped up by the propaganda and the media that has a history of lying away anyway. Can you trust them in anything? End quote. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been lied to by CDC, lied to by the National Health Institute, lied to by, I could go further, not just on the medical things, lied to by the CIA, the FBI, and all of the agencies of the federal government. We've been lied to. Ladies and gentlemen, it is because there must be a state of panic. One of the major points in communism, Karl Marx said, you've got to, first of all, you dethrone God. That is one of the statements by Karl Marx was that a religious people cannot be easily deceived. So Karl Marx's approach was to dethrone God, divide the nation by race, and to instill fear in the population. A population that's fearful, a population that's running around frightened to death that they're going to die because of some unseen, unknown pathogen, can be controlled by the government. And we've watched that taking place. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not a conspiracy theory. It is a fact. You can go down the aisles in any grocery store, Publix and Walmart, Walgreens or Winn-Dixie, into the major big box stores, and you'll find, ladies and gentlemen, those walking around with their heads down, with their face covered. You cannot see the face. It's the anonymity that's being promulgated and pushed, and they're fearful. They're doing that. They're fearful. They look at someone without a mask like me, and it petrifies them, thinking they're going to get something wrong with them. People are driving their vehicles with a shield on and a mask on and latex gloves on, going down the highway like they're going to outrun the COVID pathogen. Churches are being told that you're not essential. Churches are being persecuted, prosecuted across America and in other nations as a result of continuing to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that's because so many pastors being submitting to the fear of government and not honoring God. I believe we have Raymond on the line. Go over the question or comment, please.
Hey, Dr. Youngblood. Thanks for taking my call. Raymond Johnson again with Biblical Concepts Ministries. I was listening to the conversation while I was sitting here eating lunch, and I just had to call in and to thank you for being a leader, in every way, but being a leader specifically with your radio program and on this particular topic. I just couldn't help but to call and to share with your listeners. We all deal with this issue. And, you know, one of the biggest issues, I'll remind your listeners that I have with Biblical Concepts Ministries that I work with pastors and have a coalition of pastors that I deal with and work with regularly on moral and political issues, cultural issues. And, you know, the biggest thing I see is just what you're saying, is the lack of involvement and understanding. And a scripture just recently came to mind just the other day. And it says, "I would not have you ignorant, brethren," is a quote. And off the top of my head, I can't think of where that's
from. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 1. I mean, yeah, 1 Thessalonians 4:1. It's the 13, that is, 13 through 18. It's dealing with the rapture of the church. And by the way,
for
the benefit of not just yourself, you're probably familiar with it, but for our listeners, the word ignorant there simply is better translated stupid or dumb. The Apostle Paul says, "I don't want you to be ignorant, dumb, or stupid about these things."
Correct, and that just stuck with me. I mean, it literally in the busyness of my day, I was just kind of thinking on some of these things, and my thought came from dealing with people posting and commenting on Facebook and seeing how many people just don't understand what's happening. And that came to mind, do not be ignorant, brethren. I think it's a sermon we need to preach. But my point here is we don't need to be ignorant about what's happening with COVID. And I want to encourage pastors, church members, elders, get involved and start talking about the subject. We have churches full of sheeple, and we should not be ignorant about the danger of what's happening. There is an agenda, okay? Whether you get the vaccination or not, understand there is some kind of wrong agenda here, and we are not aware of the bigger picture of what is happening. And so I do encourage people to get pastors to get involved. Man, if I know a lot of your listeners have home churches, and I understand that. I do too. But if you're available, go to Pastor Four Acres Church at Word of Faith Church over on Chafee Road this Sunday at 10:30 and hear what the doctor says. Be around other believers. Start thinking about it. We must warn. We are to be watchmen on the wall, and we just want to encourage folks to do that. Don't be fooled by the what's really happening with COVID, with the agenda, with the one world agenda, the globalist agenda, with Fauci and Gates. I mean, if you trust Fauci, Gates, and the CDC and take that virus, something's wrong. And
absolutely.
I'm seeing
fact,
this happening
fact,
all over and over and over.
In fact, Raymond, you're exactly right with your insights on that, and I urge people to be in tune with what's truly taking place and not the hype that we're being lied to. In fact, I'm looking at an article here. It says, Dr. Cole, this is a physician on the subject, a virologist, Dr. Cole on COVID jabs, we've seen more deaths. This is a headline. We've seen more deaths from this COVID vaccination than all vaccines in the last 20 years combined. The owner and operator of Cole Diagnostics has been very outspoken against the COVID lockdown, quarantine, and he warned about the mRNA vaccine. An Idaho doctor on Wednesday said he's not anti-vaccine, but he warned against the experimental COVID vaccine. We've seen more deaths from this shot than all the vaccines the past 20 years combined, and that's just in the first 4 to 5 months of the vaccination. And he goes on then with the statistical data in relationship to that. But you're exactly right, and I'm praying that our listeners will understand the need to seek information, to do research, to go to sources that you can get proper research before you take the jab, as they're now calling it. It can be the final decision that you make if you take the jab without being informed. And you're signing, the ones that go get the jab, as it's called, they're signing a consent form, and they're consenting to something they have no scientific rationale behind because it's an experimental jab or the vaccine. But Raymond, you're exactly right, brother. So keep on keeping on, and I pray that you'll have a good meeting on Sunday. I'm praying that the meeting there will be informative through the physician that's doing the presentation, and that many eyes will be opened as a result of it. But thank you so much for your call. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe we have another call on the line. Go with the question or comment, please.
Hello, Dr. Youngblood. Brother Davis here.
Brother Davis, thank you for calling.
Yes, sir. It kind of reminds me of the scripture over in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 11 and 12, where it says, "And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness." And I know that speaks, you know, kind of prophetically of the day of the Lord and the man of sin, talking about, amen, the false prophet. But it sounds like, Dr. Youngblood, that's kind of active. That's happening right now today, even amongst the people in the church, amen, who believe not the truth. And I thank God for you and for Pastor Foraker and all the other pastors. I say bravo to all of them who are trying to inform, amen, not only just the church, but especially the church, but also all other people who are interested in hearing and knowing the truth. And this is the reason why Jesus said so many times over and over in the scripture, "He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the church." Amen. It takes a spiritual ear to hear spiritual truth and recognize it when you hear it. And not only that, know how to adhere to it and obey what it's saying. So this is the reason why I think a lot of people are in error on today, are making that same mistake over and over again, are running around in panic and in fear. That should not be amongst the people in the church. I talked to a young lady on the other day who was not saved. And she told me, said, Brother David said, "You know, I don't understand why I see the people in the church being at the front of the line to take the shot. And it seems like they have more fear than the people that are out in the world. I don't understand that." And I didn't have a real answer to that. But all I could say, you know, at that particular time is that this thing should not be not amongst the people of God. Amen.
Brother, you're exactly right, and I'm thankful for your call and for your hitting the nail on the head, as the old cliche goes with that. One of the problems that I see, if I can respond to that very briefly before I let you go, is the fact that we have so many pastors that are hiding under the bed or in the closet. We have so many pastors today that somehow, some way have the philosophy that you can't talk about these things from the pulpit or from a biblical standpoint. But I want to say to our listening audience, and you've heard me say before, Pastor Davis, God created three institutions. He created the home, he created government, and he created the church, and he created them in that order. So anything that we talk about as pastors, as Christians, from the three standpoints of the home, the family, the church, and what is called government or political offices today, all fall under the confines of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. We have the responsibility of warning the world of the dangers ahead. And I know,
amen,
it is so dangerous to know what is taking place, and yet we have so many pastors that are concerned about numbers, nickels, and noses. They're afraid that if they say something that someone might not like, that they'll lose numbers or lose nickels or lose noses out of the pews in the sanctuary. So as a result of that, they're walking on eggshells. God's called pastors to take a stand on the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God, and let the, as I use the old cliche, let the chips fall where they may. It is our responsibility,
amen,
as you've said and so aptly understand, it's our responsibility as the leaders of the sheep to warn the sheep of the dangers ahead. Pastor Davis, thank you so much for your call, and God bless you today as we keep on looking up. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at an article. It says Tucker Carlson claims that 30 people a day are dying after getting COVID vaccines and calls for an independent inquiry. He goes on to say, as he's speaking, Fox News host expressed his anger at President Joe Biden's encouraging people to get vaccinated, saying that the social pressure is enormous. Carlson said that many viewers will have had their shots, and he says, good for you, but said some people are not being told enough about the potential risk. Carlson then cited the data from the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, that's VAERS, a site run by the Center for Disease and Control and Prevention, CDC, which records an adverse response to the vaccine. Carlson pointed out that according to the VAERS, the VAERS statistics, 303,362 people died after receiving the COVID vaccine in the United States just between December of last year and April of this year. Ladies and gentlemen, that's well over 4,000 today. with several hundred thousand, hear me, several hundred thousand that have had major, major, major adverse reactions and responses to it, including death, including sterilization, paralyzation, and other side effects. One of the things that they're not telling is saying something about the reproductive rights of young women. Here's an article that says, what about reproductive rights of young women getting vaccinated? Students looking forward to getting back to college are getting letters from 100 to 200 colleges notifying them of a new prerequisite, getting fully vaccinated against COVID-19, or you cannot go back to school. Ladies and gentlemen, it's bad enough for that age group because it will absolutely sterilize the overwhelming majority of the females that accept the vaccination. And that's proof in the pudding. The proof is there. Go back to the proper scientific research and discover. I'm not just talking about a conspiracy advocacy or a theory. I'm talking about facts that they've already uncovered but yet are not telling it publicly to the world. But now they've introduced the process where the 12-year-olds and ups, up to 12 to 16 years old and older, that now saying you can get the jab, you can get the vaccine, and it's free. And I have said, and I say again, I think it is absolutely dangerous. In fact, I believe that it is no less than nothing short of child abuse for any parent to take their child to get the vaccination, not having any idea what it's going to do. Just as the article I read just a few months ago about the 17-year-old basketball player that got the vaccination and died as a result of brain clots, two brain clots and one outside the brain that died as a result of taking it. Here's an article that says the leading vaccine researchers tell you what's in the COVID vaccine and why it's lethal to the physical body. Since COVID-19 reared its ugly head, many people were cautious considering this virus after the virus popped up. After all, it occurred during the re-election of Trump's campaign, and it seemed to come out of nowhere. It definitely was enough to make many people wonder what all of this is about. And still people are questioning. It is often said that the cure is a far worse than the sickness itself. And for myself, I truly believe that the case is absolutely clear and particular to the COVID vaccine. Notice what he said, that the sickness, the cure is worse than the sickness itself. That is, the vaccine is worse than the disease. Ladies and gentlemen, the number of people that are dying with the vaccine, being paralyzed and murdered, as I would call it, with nothing less word that would be, no less word that would be indicative of what is taking place. And yet, ladies and gentlemen, the public is not being warned. The public is not being told. The public is not being warned about it. Here's an article that says the COVID jab, a genocidal weapon of mass destruction. What connects 2,000 years of genocide? Too much power in too few hands, according to Simon Wiesenthal. The more vaccination is supported by public authorities, the more will be its dangers and disadvantages be concealed or denied. That's by a British physician. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a weapon of mass destruction as scientists and physicians that are properly evaluating the vaccine are now telling us. But listen again. We're looking at, listening to, and watching an absolute global satanic demonic delusion. It is a satanic battle. In Ephesians 6:12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, against principalities and against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of the world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. That is in Ephesians 6:12. It is a demonic battle. It is a demonic delusion. It is to undermine and tear down and destroy faith and the future of America and our freedom and the family. And ladies and gentlemen, it's coming to the point very, very quickly that those that have said no to the vaccine will be corralled and forced to take the vaccine. Now, you say that's a pretty strong statement. No, it is on the fast track now. I just discovered that right here in our city, that the federal government's paying door knockers to go door to door in communities. I don't know if they'll do it in all communities or just targeted communities, going door to door, asking the question with their clipboards, asking the questions, have you had your vaccine? I don't know whether they're recording that, whether they're doing it electronically, whether they're doing it by photograph of your house with the house number, but they're going door to door. Nor the time in the history of America has this ever been done, where there is a push to make sure that everybody gets vaccinated. In fact, according to, and I touched on it but did not read the article earlier in the broadcast, here's an article that says Merriam-Webster's Dictionary of Anti-Vaxxer now includes people that are against government vaccine mandates. The Merriam-Webster Dictionary, apparently stealthily edited, is defining its definition of the term anti-vaxxer to now include people who are opposed to forced vaccinations and presumably the corona vaccine in particular. The federal government continues its campaign to convince all people everywhere to take a vaccine that, aside from its reported efficacy, comes with arguably no additional benefit whatsoever. People like the vaccinated. Dr. Anthony Fauci tells us that these vaccines are safe and necessary, but every time we see him, he's advocating for whoever takes the vaccine must still have the mask, must still be socially distanced, must still avoid mass gatherings, must still wash their hands on a regular basis, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. People are now bitterly divided on not only whether they should take the vaccination, but also whether they should be managed by the government that can't even be trusted to guard the international borders. It's a good statement. If the government can't even manage the borders, how can it manage your health? Ladies and gentlemen, we're looking at the promulgation of that which will be the ultimate final resolution in the days of the tribulation. Listen very carefully. The next thing on the calendar of God is the rapture of the church, the sudden seizure, the snatching away of the bride of Christ, the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. We'll not be here, but we're watching today. God's giving us the privilege of watching the stage being set of the eschatological future after the rapture of the church. The man of sin, the Antichrist, the one that is called the lawless one, will be the one that will be in charge of the world, the Antichrist. Revelation chapter 13, verses 1 through 18. Verses 16, 17, and 18 talks about the fact that everyone will be required to take the mark. I will use the term vaccination. That mark, the vaccination that they're putting out today, is not the ultimate mark, but it will lead to the ultimate mark where an individual will be marked so that an RFID reader from either a satellite or one held hand in the hospitals, grocery stores, et cetera, be able to determine if you've been vaccinated. If you do not have the mark, according to Revelation chapter 13, you'll not be able to buy, sell, trade, open your business. You'll not be able to get medical attention, medical care. You will not be able to have medical insurance. You'll not be able to be seen by a physician. You'll not be allowed to go into the hospital. You'll not be able to go into a grocery store. And ladies and gentlemen, it's on the fast track for the ultimate mark where there's the question, papers please, but not asking for papers, but simply identifying you by electronic means, artificial intelligence, to decide if you've been vaccinated or have the mark. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this broadcast today. Let me invite you to join us next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1/2 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 9:45 p.m., for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard in its entirety 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM and 93.3 HD3. You're also invited to tune in Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on Talk 100.3 for expository preaching. Tune in and invite others to listen.